If you're looking for an affordable carry firearm and you want the security and accuracy of the time-tested 1911 pistol, choose Citadel. Lightweight, sturdy, and available in 9mm or 45 ACP, the Citadel delivers right out of the box, with features usually reserved for custom pistols. The officer's model is perfect for concealed carry and is available through Legacy Sports International. Visit LegacySports.com to find a dealer today.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you doing? Today, the fastest individual hours in all of radio. Honest to goodness, welcome back to all the Walking Dead fans. I know you're there. I know what you're doing. I tell you every week I'm a Walking Dead fan too, but I'd rather DVR it and bring you this. That's just the way I am. Quick question for you. Did anybody but me watch the Daytona 500 today? Now, you know I'm a huge NASCAR fan. That was an unbelievable race. NASCAR is going to have to make some rules changes, no doubt about it. There are rule packages this year in 2017. Not too sure how that's going to sit with fans, but an amazing race. Kurt Busch, Stuart Haas Racing, pulled that off on a final lap pass. If you were watching the race, you know it. It was really something to see. Go back and watch a rebroadcast. If you missed it, the Great American Race. NASCAR and Armed American Radio Nations are the best of friends, I can promise you. My next guest, Dave Workman, pro-gun rights journalist, activist, author, outdoorsman, expert on lots of cool stuff, and a friend. And that means he's a friend of yours. Dave Workman, welcome to the show, brother. It's great to have you here.
Well, it's very kind of you. I was sitting here watching the Oscars. And
oh, my gosh. I'm sorry to have to take you away from that, my friend. tell me something. I'm glad you mentioned that. What's happening there?
Who won Daytona? I missed it. I was working on something today. And, who won Daytona? I haven't seen it yet.
Kurt, do you want me to tell you, or do you want to? You'll see it. It's everywhere. Kurt Busch won in an just incredible, dramatic fashion. The cautions on the race, I think by the time the last lap flew past the checkered flag, about 12 to 13 cars were left. Literally half the field was wiped out in a series of cautions in the last 30 to 40 laps of the race on virtually five or six restarts in a row. It was absolutely incredible to see. But I think NASCAR's going to have to make some changes. Really something.
We wish I'd have seen that. I missed a good one.
Yeah, that's okay.
Anyway,
you'll catch the replay.
What should we talk about tonight, Mark? Gosh.
Okay. Where do you want to start? Hey, I'm going to hit you with something that I think you're going to find fascinating. I did. And this, I just caught up on some stuff. You know, I've been out of town for a few days.
Yeah.
Dave, I saw this story, and I'm going to tell you what my immediate response to it was after I hear yours. But it comes out of Florida in a neighborhood not far from where I used to live in a town called Brandon, just outside of downtown Tampa. And it's from Fox 13, and it's titled Educators Killed in Apparent Double Murder-Suicide in Florida. Take a listen to this. Detectives say a husband killed his estranged wife and his wife's girlfriend before turning the gun on himself Friday morning. Hillsborough County deputies went to the home, Dave, I'll just paraphrase it for you, found the two women, one of whom was his estranged wife, and her girlfriend, who was the homeowner, and him, dead. He showed up in body armor, multiple firearms. The women had armed themselves in anticipation of an attack. They had purchased guns and had trained because this guy was a lunatic. Now, keep this in mind. This was a premeditated act. He came in with body armor. There was an injunction in place. It hadn't been re-upped or whatever the case may be. Not that the injunction would have mattered because he would have violated it anyway. There was a past history of violence. This woman had been being stalked and harassed by her ex-husband. They are all dead. Now, I want you to listen to what the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Spokesperson Colonel Donna Luchinsky said, this was a pre-planned event. He came here with the intent to murder both of these victims. Now, one of the other deputies said this shows exactly why these people were prepared and that they were heroes. And the actions in the crime scene spoke to that, Dave. Okay? Now, I give you this background for a reason, because there's more to this story. Both of these women were teachers. One was a vice principal, and the other was a teacher at a middle school not far down the road. Now, there was a long history here. Let me tell you, I'll just tell you what first thought went through my head. As a parent of two middle school age children, with something like this that eventually wound up happening, now I have the benefit of hindsight, okay, what the hell were they doing teaching at that school with lunatic fringe? Clearly, they were armed for the threat. They knew this was coming. They had prepared for it. Is this a safety factor that these people, should they may have not have been on paid administrative leave? Wasn't this a possibility that this guy could have gone to that school? Isn't this what we're trying to stop? Thank God he didn't, but it went to their home. They're both dead. Am I out of whack thinking like that?
Well, I don't know. Remember this. Nobody in this country should be held hostage by fear of some Looney Tune that they may unfortunately be associated with. That's item number one. Number two, of course, we have to consider the safety of the children they were teaching and working with and trying to provide an education for. That's item number two. Item number three, and not knowing any more about this case than what you've just told me, item number three, I think, is the most important thing. We have to be prepared to fight back. And it's very sad that this situation wound up with all three of them being DOA, but it's a lot better, I suppose, in a broad scheme of things, that they were able to stop this guy in his attack. Whether or not he committed suicide, I don't know that we know that yet. But they did prepare for an attack. And one thing that I think you and I have discussed this many times before on the air, you know, violence doesn't happen on a prearranged schedule, and lunatics don't call ahead to tell you that they're coming. Now, we can only leap to a presumption that they may have been prepared to fight an attack at the school. We're going to presume, I hope, that they had notified authorities, that the authorities were aware of this situation, school authorities and law enforcement. The fact that it happened at the home, well, you know, I guess we're all supposedly better off in a marginal sense for that, but they did arm themselves to fight back. That's the difference between somebody who is willing to prepare and accept a responsibility and just say, well, you know, I'll dial 911 if he shows up and we'll just wait for the cavalry to arrive to save us. Because how many times has that really happened, Mark? How many times did the police get there in time to save you? You know, the police try to do as good a job as is humanly possible, but if violence happens, and it happens fast.
Well, I'll tell you, if I had a dollar for every time the two of us, and among others, at events we attend and just in private conversations or wherever we happen to be, have spoken about that, if I had a dollar for every time we've spoken about that, you know, how often does the cavalry, this is part of what we do here. This, I'll tell you, you know, I said the first thought, as I reflected back on this, I thought, okay, how would I feel? Now, you parents, I want you to respond to me. I want your emails, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I want to hear what you have to say about this. Dave, you hit the nail on the head. People's lives can't be held hostage. These people can't be punished. I've talked to too many domestic violence victims, as you know. I work with some. I know some personally. And they have a right to go on with their lives. But we cannot ignore when it reaches a certain level, danger to others. Now, again, we're looking at this as the benefit of hindsight. But as you said, we must presume, or I hope that the school was aware of this. I don't know if they were or not. It doesn't say that in the column. But I will say this, as a parent of middle schoolers, had this been my teacher and I found this out and was unaware of this, well, you mean she was teaching my, this guy could have come to my kid's classroom. I can promise you there are going to be parents questioning this, wouldn't you think?
Well, you know, listen, I understand that. And, you know, earlier in my career, I don't know, this has been 25 years ago probably, I worked at Fishing and Hunting News. It's a defunct operation now up in Seattle. And Seattle, pardon me. And
we've got 20 seconds in the segment, just let you know.
Occasionally, we would be advised that, you know, some raving lunatic animal rights guy had threatened to come and do some harm to us. And, you know, I think the prevailing attitude was, good, you're going to come and attack a building where people right. probably have a bunch of guns. Good luck with that.
Right. Yeah, well, you know, this just speaks volumes for, you know, keeping our schools safe. It was a fascinating. There's a lot. I want listeners, I want your engagement. I want to hear what you have to say about this. And I will read some of the emails next week on the program. It raises a lot of questions, some of them very difficult and no doubt very, very uncomfortable. Wow. Tough stuff to talk about. But I thank Dave for taking that question unscripted. We'll be right back right after these messages. Don't go away. You're listening to the Armed American Radio Network.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Defensive shooting is a dynamic event that requires a lot of decisions to be made within a short amount of time.
Microseconds.
When deciding to engage, the shooter needs to transition from focusing on the threat to focusing on the front sight. When adrenaline is pumping, excess night sights are the most visible sight option for a self-defense situation. We hope you never need them, but if you do, you'll be glad you have them. Visit XSSights.com and use promo code USCCA10 to get 10% off your next purchase, giving you the defensive edge. XS Night Sights.
Hello, gun lovers. Did you get the brand new gun you wanted for Christmas? If not, don't worry. I've got some big news for you. You know, I proudly support the Second Amendment, which is why I'm a United States Concealed Carry Association member. And since the USCCA's mission is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans, just like you and me, they're giving 10 of my listeners $1,500 each to buy a brand new Kimber. But this deal won't last long, so make sure you head over to DefendThem.com, lock in your 10 chances to win. If you didn't get your dream Kimber for Christmas, I know you're not going to want to miss out on the biggest Kimber giveaway yet. Remember, 10 names will be drawn, so that means 10 U.S. residents, 21 and over, will walk away with $1,500 to buy a brand new Kimber. Entering is easy, and it's 100% free. Just visit DefendThem.com before it's too late. Again, that's DefendThem.com, where your 10 chances to spend $1,500 on your dream Kimber are about to end. DefendThem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Tuned in to Armed American Radio.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Democrats, but it's your party coming after our guns. Simple as that.
Don't give me that line about how outlawing guns means only outlaws will have guns. I hate that catchphrase.
Has it ever been disproven?
Regardless, it's annoying to hear people say it.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Back in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you, talking to a real good friend of mine, a friend of yours, long-time journalist, long-time outdoorsman, long-time activist, and just somebody, quite frankly, that's had your back for a long time, and someone that you need to read when you have the opportunity. You can check him out at Liberty Park Press. Just Google him, Dave Workman. Dave, what's your Twitter handle? At Handgunner, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Right?
I have a Twitter just so I can read stuff, but since I don't send myself tweets, I never pay attention to things.
I don't blame you one bit, my friend. I hate the stuff as much as you do. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is in today's deal, and that we have to have it. Here's how I want to wrap up that last story, which is quite disturbing. As a parent, my gut feeling would have been to immediately talk to the school. Why was I not informed of this? Why did you mean to tell me you don't think my kids were in danger? Now, that's a normal reaction to have, I think, as a parent. And what I want to hear from you, listener, is do you agree with that? Now, again, I'm not philosophizing about this at this stage of the game. I just saw this piece today. I can only tell you that was my instant reaction. As I contemplate it more and we begin to critically think about it and analyze it, I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. I want to read your responses on the air. Should parents have been notified with this situation, clearly as bad as it was? Should the kids' parents and the school, or should the kids' parents have been notified by the school? Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And Dave, I'll copy you in on some of the responses, because you participated on the conversation live, and maybe you can chime in. We'll see what we get. It'll be an awful lot of fun. Okay. Gosh, in what direction do you want to go now? Let's get your take. I talked to, of course, Alan Gottlieb, someone you know intimately. I talked to John Lott, both of them, and we covered the Fourth Circuit ruling out in Maryland. What are your thoughts now with the Ninth Circuit, which affects you in Washington State, saying you have no right to concealed carry under the Constitution, and now the Fourth Circuit saying, no, these rifles are not protected by the Second Amendment. No, you can ban them. And high-capacity magazines, otherwise known as standard-capacity magazines, but what they refer to as high-capacity magazines. Where are we going here? I thought Trump won, Dave. I thought this was all over.
No, it's not all over, because the judges at the circuit court level, a lot of them are Obama appointees. Some of them are still Clinton appointees. And what this underscores, and I wish that the gun owners in this country would understand this, elections matter. And when you don't vote, when you don't bother to vote, when you sit back and you think, geez, you know, my vote doesn't count, when you tell people my vote doesn't count, that is so self-defeating, and it's so lazy, and it's why we are where we are today. The re-election of Barack Obama in 2012, I think, surprised a whole lot of people. His first term was kind of a train wreck. His second term was not much better. Maybe in many respects was a lot worse. But these guys that we put in office in the U.S. Senate and in the White House, they make the call on who sits on all the federal courts and at the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Donald Trump has nominated a guy who has pretty good credentials, I think, Mr. Gorsuch, Judge Gorsuch from Denver. He's supposed to be an originalist who thinks along the lines of the late Justice Scalia. That will bring a little bit of balance back to the Supreme Court. Right now it's a split 4-4, and you never know which direction that could go. But remember this, both Heller and McDonald were 5-4 rulings. The appeals courts, the lower courts, don't seem to get this, or they just are resistant to understanding and accepting the fact that the Second Amendment protects an individual's civil right. I've seen cases come out, rulings come out that just astound me. But the Maryland ruling on semi-automatic rifles and the Ninth Circuit's ruling on concealed carry not being constitutionally protected are just astonishing. You sit there and you read the stuff where they say that, yeah, these guns aren't protected by the Second Amendment. This type of carry is not protected by the Second Amendment. This is what you face when you put activist judges on the lower appeals courts, and these activist judges simply will not agree with what the Supreme Court has said. They try to ignore it. They dance around it. More than stunning to me, and it simply demonstrates that there is a divide in this country, and we got to fix it. We're the voters. We're supposed to fix this.
Boy, which part of that do I hit first? It is
try
stunning.
Your luck.
I'll just throw a dart at it. It is stunning. You know, Alan and I were talking about it in the first segment, and it comes down to what don't people understand? Clearly, this is politically motivated. Are we not? You know, I guess that goes. See, it leaves me as a talk radio host. It, in some of these cases, it leaves me speechless. You wonder how. It's almost like someone found in a court ruling that 2 + 2 = 6, and wrote it in a majority decision because that's how blatantly obvious some of the rulings, the garbage in some of these rulings, actually are. So I can't tell you I have the answers, Dave. I don't. We'll continue to talk about them when we see them. But when you go back to what you said about elections having consequences, brother, I don't know how to make it any clearer. And, I asked John Lott this question, and I'll wrap this portion of our conversation up with this. His book is titled The War on Guns, Arming Yourself Against Gun Control Lies. Dave, Trump won in the last 45 seconds in this segment. Isn't the war on guns over?
No, I think the war on guns is very much alive, and that's why people need to support the Second Amendment Foundation, which is waging this battle in court. They need to support the National Rifle Association, which wages this battle in the legislatures. They need to support these gun organizations because these gun organizations support their rights.
Right. Not only do they support their rights, but they support – we're getting ready to take a break here. It looks like – what do we got, 30 seconds, Sean, about that? About 15 seconds. Okay, I'll wrap up my thoughts right now. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation with Dave Workman. More to talk about. I want you to check out Liberty Park Press also, libertyparkpress.com. Make sure to check out everything Dave writes over there. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation about anything we want because we can. Armed American Radio Network continues right after this. Don't go away. We'll be back right after these messages.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
Welcome back to these Crossbreed Holster Studios. We're talking about the Daytona 500 today. I'm a big NASCAR fan. You all know that. Big NASCAR fan. I'll be roaming around with my boys and girls, literally. My friends over at Richard Petty Motorsports, over at Stuart Haas Racing and Earnhardt Ganassi. On next Sunday morning, I'll be down there with some of the crews before we bring this show to you live on Sunday. But, you know, NASCAR, it's interesting. You never know where you're going to wind up, right? So I got to tell you, I was watching the race today at a little place right down, just found the place, right down the road from Armed American Radio Ranch, a little place called The Cove. about five or six folks in there in an intimate setting. It was wonderful. We got to watch some of the race and get all riled up, if you will. So I want to say hey to my friends Angie and Steve and everybody out there at the Cove who are tuned into Armed American Radio right now. I really appreciate it. It's a pleasure. Had a lot of fun. Looking forward to going back and attending more functions at the Cove, not far from Armed American Radio Ranch and not far from these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios, too. So that was a lot of fun watching that over there with those folks. Hey, Dave Workman, welcome back to the show, brother.
I'm right here.
All right, you want to answer some emails with me?
Why, sure.
Let's see what we can come up with here. Always lots of fun to do this. Let's see. I'm pretty sure you're an AR, but you said liberals and we need an assault weapon. The answer to that is, that's pretty much preaching to the choir. Though here's one right up your alley. This came from Philip Watson. Now, this is the shenanigans being played in Washington State right now. Firearms Policy Coalition applauded the passage of Washington engrossed substitute Senate Bill 5552 today, which was moved forward by the Senate in a unanimous 49-0 vote. Prior to passage, the bill was amended to include a new FPC, which is the Firearms Policy Coalition, supported exemption of the state's firearm transfer restrictions for law-abiding gun owners. Dave, in a nutshell, there have been some changes, as Alan Gottlieb mentioned in the first hour of the program, to the quote-unquote 594 expanded background checks that were unanimously approved even by the Democrats, correct, out in Washington?
Yeah, what has happened, and nothing's really passed out of the legislature and sent to the governor yet, so I don't want to say too much because you know how these things happen. You know, we're talking about government. And
right.
I never, ever trust government, only to do what it usually does, which is the second best. But 594 was the first initiative, a gun control initiative that was passed back in 2014. A little background here. And this was passed following a 10-point, I think it was $10.2 million campaign. They had more money than the gun rights people could have possibly raised.
They oh, got yeah. Money, it's ridiculous.
They got money from Michael Bloomberg. They got money from Bill and Melinda Gates. They got money from Paul Allen. They got money from the wealthy elitists living in and around about 10 zip codes in the Seattle area. And they simply overwhelmed the opposition. Gottlieb was on the front end of the opposition. The NRA invested some money in some advertising. He just couldn't keep up with it. And then the most disappointing thing, that initiative passed with about 50% of all the voters in Washington State actually returning a ballot. How lazy is that? They mail ballots to you in Washington State. You don't even have to go to a polling place. All you got to do is sit down, fill out a ballot while you're eating your TV dinner, stick it back in the mail, and that's all you got to do to vote in Washington State. And so many of our people didn't do it. I was just very disappointed in that. So skip ahead 3 years. Actually, we'll skip ahead about a year, year and a half. About a year ago, I did a column at examiner.com. I don't write there anymore. And we did I was one of the gun rights examiners. And I sat down with Alan. We did some snooping around, found out that there had been several crimes committed in Washington State where Initiative 594 that was supposed to have prevented all this stuff didn't prevent any of it. And so far, to date now, I can only find one case in Washington State where somebody has been charged under the provisions of 594, and this is after the fact. A crime was committed, somebody got killed, and they've charged this guy with actually supplying the gun to the trigger man. And I don't think they've even got the gun, but they charged him with it based on some tweets or Facebook messages or some darn thing. And so The crime has been charged. It's going to be adjudicated. But so far, you know, we've had some crimes committed in Washington State. The Cascade Mall shooting in Burlington, the triple killing of these three kids at a party in Mukilteo, which is north of Seattle, last summer. These are horrific crimes, terrible crimes, but they were committed by individuals. One of the people actually passed a background check. The other guy was in a gun store, wasn't going to be able to buy a handgun, frankly, because he was under the age of 21. So he goes home. He gets a 22 caliber semi-automatic rifle, not an assault weapon at all. Takes it from his father-in-law without permission, as far as I know, and committed the crime at the Cascade Mall. Now, somebody is going to have to sit down and explain to me just what it is that we can do as a society that's going to actually prevent these crimes. Why aren't these crimes being prevented? Because the gun control laws that they come up with just don't work. They've never worked.
Well, Dave, they're not going to work, and you would think that enough people would figure that out. If you want to go to Chicago, right now, according to the Chicago Tribune, 101, and I know this from doing research earlier today, 101 murders today, up to date, right now, as we're talking live on this program, coast to coast, 101 murders to date. Now, that number is higher since you've been on the airwaves with me. That number has risen in Chicago, sadly. And quite frankly, there are wounded who have not been added to that number yet, in addition to the crimes that have occurred since we've been on the air together. That number is going to rise. We are at pace in Chicago right now to equal to or best last year's atrocious numbers of 700-plus murders, over 4,300-plus shootings. You would think at some point in time people would figure this out. I have faith in Americans that they have figured it out. I really have. All right, now, somewhere, I got something I want to go with here. I got an email. I got two or three emails here. I've been covering the Mike Strickland case out in Portland.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, I'm digging into that, too. And in fact, I traded some email the other day with a good friend of ours, Lars Larson.
Yes,
and yes. And he's looking into it. I spent some time on the phone with Kevin Sterrett, who is the Oregon Firearms Federation. What happened here, you've probably explained all this. This guy, Strickland, makes films, Laughing at Liberals, I think he calls his site.
He does. Dave, hold one second. Sean, let me check with you quickly before we get into the beginning of this. I might have to take this into the next segment. What are we doing for time here, about a minute?
30.
We've got 30 seconds. Okay, I'm glad that I asked. David, we've got in 20 seconds, just give us a quick rundown, then you and I will pick it up right after the break.
Okay, long story short, this guy was covering a demonstration in Portland. He was approached, some say attacked, aggressively by a bunch of these protesters. He had a firearm. He drew the gun, had it out for, I don't know, a few seconds, really, before he holstered it again, just to show these cruds that he was armed. Well, he's been charged and now convicted of, multiple counts.
21 felonies. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Dave Workman's on this case, and I'm glad I heard you say that about Lars Larson, our good friend. We'll talk about this when we come back. We've made some headway here. Back right after these messages.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The Six Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
All right, we are unbelievably wrapping up the final hour of Armed American Radio today in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Incredible program, always a lot of fun to do this weekend show, particularly when I have such a great friend as Dave Workman in the studio with us. And it's just, Dave, always a pleasure to have you here. Let me, before I get back to you quickly, let me just point listeners to usccaonair.com, the Gun A Day giveaway, Rock River Arms Poly 1911, three of them being given away today, five grand prize winners at the end of the month coming up quickly. This is it for you here on this program. I'll mention it two more times on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, but there will be new gun giveaways today, or I'm sorry, tomorrow and Tuesday. What I want to let you know now is you can win one of three Rock River Arms 1911s by simply heading over to usccaonair.com, activating one of three memberships to the United States Concealed Carry Association by picking up the self-defense shield. If you walk outside the house with a gun, you have to have it. Don't be that person that says, my God, I wish I had done it. $13 a month, and I didn't do it. Platinum up to $30 a month, $1.125 million in coverage. Five lucky winners at the end of the month are going to walk away with a new Pendleton Tac 75 safe. These things are Ferraris. $8,000 a pop for these safes. They're beautiful. Dave Workman, welcome back. We're talking about Mike Strickland. We've got about 7 minutes. I covered this extensively last week and the week before and about a year ago. In fact, one of my guests was Victoria Taft, who you reached out to, I believe, or it might have been Kevin Starrett. I get confused because one of them had told me that you had just gotten off the phone with them. Both of them were on the program discussing this. We've been successful here in raising some donations, and we want to continue to drive this case home. Glad to know that Lars Larson is working on this. I've got a couple national hosts that I'm working with to try to get news out as well. Take it away again, Dave, and let us know what's happening here.
Well, I'm not sure really what's happening. He's been convicted of these 21 felonies. I can only imagine that there's going to be an appeal. I mean, this is just nonsense, what happened to this guy. He brandished a weapon. Let's be upfront about that. He pulled the gun. Didn't fire a shot. This crowd was advancing on him. They knew who he was from what I understand. And naturally, they didn't like him at all because he has made almost a career out of showing how stupid some of these people are. As you know, he's a cameraman. He was doing a video of this thing, I'm sure, to post on social media. The police arrested him. He's been charged. And, you know, Kevin Starrett is the guy really who has been on top of this. I got to give credit or Kevin a lot of credit for this. This is a case that he just knows the ins and outs of it. And I'm going to be interviewing him on the record, I'm sure, before this is all over with. I sent an email, and I tried to reach Strickland through Kevin to talk to him. He didn't return my email yet that I know of, and I haven't seen anything back from him as far as a phone call. But sentencing is supposed to be, I think, sometime in May.
Yeah, so I think it's the first week of May, and he's looking at 50 years. It's ridiculous.
I know. It is ridiculous. This is a case that I think all America really ought to pay attention to. An armed citizen can really get into a fix depending on where your incident happens and who happens to be in charge of the government at the time. This is not something I'm just blowing smoke with you. As I said before, elections matter. And in Portland, Portland may be a city liberal only more than Seattle and San Francisco. It astounds me what goes on in Portland. But this guy, we can presume that if he had actually been set upon by these people, they'd have probably put him in the hospital. They would have beaten him senseless. And, you know, you're faced with that imminent and unavoidable danger of grave bodily harm or death. Then you can use force up to and including lethal force under most of the laws of the country. Whatever the situation here was, it was a bench trial. The judge heard the case. Now we're where we're at, and I think this is just the beginning of a weird journey through the justice system. And I'm sure that we'll be updated by this. Repeatedly, as I said, I'm looking into it, and we're just going to take it from there. I can't say any more than that because I'm working on a story. I don't have a story completed yet. I'm trying to put some stuff together here.
Well, I'll tell you what, I appreciate you doing it. I applaud it. When I found out the other day from Kevin, who was a guest on both this program the week before, briefly, we missed a segment with him, but we're going to bring him back again next week or the week after. I'm going to squeeze him in another couple segments because I want to keep the national pressure on this. As you said, you nailed it. This is a case that should be on all of the networks. The Americans need to know about this. Now, the networks won't cover this, but we can get coverage in other areas. The networks are marginalized fairly anyway. Trump's doing a bang-up job doing that. We can get this word out by getting on with people like Lars Larson, continuing to hammer it on this show in hundreds of cities every week, and the daytime show we're going to continue to drive at home. Our tentacles run very deep. We're looking at a couple other. I won't name the hosts yet because I haven't yet gotten a commitment. As you said, with Lars, it is being looked at, and hopefully we can get a much bigger, larger daytime audience as well. So my fingers are crossed here, but you just said it. This is looking to be a strange journey through the legal system. Dave, think about the journey from his perspective at 21 felonies at 37 years old, now looking at 50 years, which, let's face it, that's a life sentence. Two years would be a life sentence for anybody of any age as a law-abiding citizen being threatened to go to prison. This is not a fun situation for him at all. Very, very dangerous, and I applaud you for getting involved. I really do.
Well, it's a tragic situation. It was, I've kind of nosed into it, and the deeper I'm getting into it, the more crazy this whole deal is. But again, it happened in Portland, and that's all I'm going to say about this.
Well, such a beautiful place. Portland, you're listening right now. Salem, you're listening now. Eugene, you're listening now. Medford, Oregon, you're listening now. I don't know what happened to the politics up there in such a gorgeous place, but no doubt a harbinger of radicalism going on. And again, as you so often do, you also nailed it, and I want you to listen to what Dave said, gun owners. I'm going to repeat it again. Depending on where you are, this reaction would not have happened, I can promise you, if it were where I live. If it were in Alabama or Tennessee or North Carolina or South Carolina, it probably could have or more likely would have in Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, California, Portland, or maybe Seattle. Is that what you were getting at with, Dave?
Yeah. When you've got sections of the country that are in the hands of liberal governments and this sort of thing happens, Kevin was kind enough to send me the text of the Oregon state law on self-defense and the use of force. Here in Washington state, we've got a really good self-defense statute up here. And
Dave, I hate to do it.
Prosecutors just don't do it. I hate to do it.
That music means we're done. Dave Workman, real quick, where can people find you?
Liberty Park Press, thegunmag.com, and Conservative Firing Line.
That's all you need
American
to know.
Handgunner.
American
Handgunner Online.
Dave Workman, thank you, brother, for everything you do. Thanks for joining the program today and lending your wit and wisdom. I appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you very soon. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would consider it. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. You're old enough to figure out exactly what that means. Tomorrow, Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm going to get up and do it again because they don't want me to. I love you. See you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.